I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, June 30th. Well, a Quincy roofing company has been charged with defrauding the state's workers' compensation law by more than $1.5 million. The Attorney General's office says Roof Kings and its owner, 55-year-old Craig Galligan of Quincy, failed to report more than $1.5 million in payroll between 2018 and 2024, resulting in underpaying workers' compensation insurance premiums owed to the AIM Mutual Insurance Companies of Burlington by almost $600,000. Galligan and the Roof Kings were indicted by a Norfolk County grand jury last week and are set to be arraigned in Norfolk Superior Court on insurance fraud and larceny charges on July 17th. Massachusetts law requires employers to accurately report information about their employees' payroll and uninsured subcontractors so workers' compensation insurers can properly calculate insurance premiums. The Attorney General points out that the charges are allegations and that the defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty. AAA says the number of fatal wrong-way crashes on Massachusetts highways is increasing and part of a nationwide trend. AAA Northeast says that from 2018 to 2025, 51 people have been killed in wrong-way crashes in Massachusetts on divided highways. AAA says most of the crashes are at night. Many involve confused older drivers, and much of the time a wrong-way driver is impaired. And in almost every case, speed is a factor. AAA is supporting Governor Healey's recently announced initiative to invest $75 million in advanced technology and better highway signs and markings to prevent wrong-way driving. The Massachusetts Maritime Academy is planning to build a $30 million, 18,000-square-foot campus wellness center with corporate partnerships. The facility will be sponsored by Boston-based New Balance and Norwell-based Clean Harbors. The New Balance Wellness Center at the Clean Harbors Athletic Facility will be erected adjacent to and connected to the Mass Maritime Academy's gymnasium. The development will bring a new face to the school going up along the northeastern corner of the Buzzards Bay campus. Now, just in time for the 4th of July and one of the hottest weeks of the summer so far, the Boston Common Frog Pond will officially reopen for the season tomorrow. Mayor Michelle Wu and the Skating Club of Boston will kick off the season with a reopening celebration tomorrow at 11 a.m. The event will feature family-friendly activities, giveaways, food, and appearances by Frog Pond Freddy, the official mascot. The spray pool will open immediately following the ceremony, with activities continuing through 1 p.m. The reopening comes as much of New England will be experiencing a stretch of high temperatures this week, with highs of 100 degrees on Thursday in many areas. Health officials have encouraged residents to stay hydrated, seek shade, and take advantage of cooling centers and public splash areas during the week. The Frog Pond has long been one of Boston's most popular summer landmarks, offering children and families a place to cool off in the heart of downtown Boston. The spray pool is open daily from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. through Labor Day and is supervised by staff from the Boston Youth Fund. A year-round attraction, the Frog Pond also serves as an ice skating rink in the winter, while the Frog Pond Carousel operates from spring through fall. The Adams National Historical Park here in Quincy continues its special programming to celebrate America 250. Today, the park will present a performance of My Dearest Friend, a play about John and Abigail Adams, written by Peter Manos. The performance will focus on the letters written between the Adamses when they spent years apart. The play is produced by the Dramatic Publishing Company of Woodstock, Illinois. The free performance will be held tonight at 6 at the Adams Mansion on Adams Street. Other programs this week include stories of the American Revolution, Independence Forever, and readings of the Declaration of Independence on Saturday at 1 and 3 p.m. All of the programs are free and no reservations are required. Complete details are available at nps.gov/Adam. A reminder, the Kennedy Center here in Quincy is closed for programs and activities again today, but it is open for an emergency cooling site if needed. The staff are undergoing training at the Kennedy Center, so there will be no programs or activities today. However, again, the center will be open for a cooling site if needed. And a reminder, there will be no delay in the curbside collection of trash or recycling in Quincy this week. There will be regular service this Friday, July 3rd. The DPW rear yard will be closed both Friday and Saturday in observance of Independence Day. Check of business news this morning, and stocks rebounded. The Dow is up 306. The NASDAQ rose 522. And the S&P was up 86. Asian stocks also higher. The dollar rose. The euro was down. Oil at $73 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the Washington Nationals 6-3. They're back at it at Fenway tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today: mostly cloudy but hot at a high today of 92. For tonight, some patchy fog, a low 69. Tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid. An extreme heat warning is in effect with a high tomorrow of 98 degrees. The peak of the heat wave will be Thursday with hot and humid conditions. Thursday's highs of 102 feels like temperatures exceeding 110 on Thursday afternoon. Friday, hazy, hot, and humid again with a high nearing 100 degrees. For the boater today, waves 1 to 2 feet, winds out of the south at 5 to 10 knots, will become southeast 10 to 15, high tide 12:37 p.m. Sunrise 5:10, sets at 8:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, June 30th.